You've been listening to King's Portion Live with web host Catherine Joy Foster.
Thanks for staying tuned to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is Don't Resurrect the Former Things, those things that expired under the kingdom of God. The cause and effect of every toxicity have passed away, so that room is made for God's blessing, which brings peace and joy and hope. We want to know this, that a lot of times the root of the problem is actually a band of wickedness. It is more than one thing, and a lot of times that is what makes salvation longer, because we don't understand the components of it. But this is what we're going to say. The band of wickedness has been exposed. The deception behind it. It has also been opposed. And that's what we need to do, because it's been imposed by Jesus, making it defenseless, so then it can't reign, so that you can be free. Isaiah, the 61st chapter, the 1st through the 4th verses, in the King James Version, reads this, and this is the same scripture that Jesus read in the synagogue. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste places, and they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations." So you see here, we are beginning to talk about the spirit of grief and the things that work with grief. Destruction and heaviness. One thing we understand about the spirit of grief is that it causes you to rehearse the past through harassment. It pressures the present through heaviness, and then it tries to paralyze the future through hopelessness. So it tries to torment you. But Jesus Christ has given us authority over every alien in this, that he has given us the power to release heaven on earth, binding the kingdoms of the enemy and loosing the kingdom of God, to the point that this is what you can experience because of the blood of Jesus was so complete that he left nothing out of it. Neither does he have to return to earth to do something again, because he missed it. He says to you, there'll be no wasted tears. Every tear has watered the soil, pressing through the ground, running deep down to the root. It fueled growth. Now you will see the fruit of all your labor. And as a memorial, I have each tear in my bottle. And that's what God would want to say to you today, because there is sculptured relief in everything that Jesus did for you. And it's the blood of Jesus that prevails in our life, so we can have a sculptured relief, bathed in the oil of joy, adorned with the garment of praise, surrounded by the beauty of the Lord. Knowing this, he heals the broken heart and binds up their wounds. Let's hear Edwin Moore as he sings "Nothing But the Blood."
Wash away my sin. What can make me whole again? For my pardon, this I see. For my cleansing, this my plea. Nothing can for sin atone. Not of all the good I've done. This is all my hope and peace. This is all my righteousness. Make me whole again. For my pardon, this I see. For my cleansing, this my plea. Nothing can for sin atone. Not of all the good I've done. This is all my hope and peace. This is all my righteousness.
Oh,
for staying tuned to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is Don't Resurrect the Former Things, those things that have expired, those things that are the cause and effect of toxicity. And knowing that they passed away, now we can make room for God's blessings, which are of peace, of joy, of hope. We want to remove all the presence of the curse and its belonging, because the blessing of the Lord make it rich and add it no sorrow with it to it. This is the promise that God wants to give you today. Exodus, the 23rd chapter, and the 25th and 26th verses read, And you should serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing catch their young, nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days will I fulfill, because there is divine oil in the soil. And he looks at it as a pure land, one that flows with milk and honey. So how do we remove all the curse and its belonging? First, we want to recognize, that means we become aware that all the curse is transitory, and acknowledge that it is an alien trying to exist in the kingdom of God. Number two, you want to be able to repent, that is, apply the blood of Jesus that separates you from the curse forever. Number three, you want to renounce. That means you want to abandon it and patrol borders by the blood of Jesus. And number four, you want to resist, that you want to attack it on the onset and never entertain it one moment. Now you may be thinking, how can you get all that power and authority? Would it rest in our relationship and the intimate communion we have with Jesus, that we know that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world? And all you need to do is invite him into your heart to start the effect of the blessing working in your life, because Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law, that we might inherit and enjoy the blessings of Abraham that are come unto us, so we can experience it right now in the earth. Why don't you say this prayer after me? Dear Heavenly Father, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner and I need to be saved. I recognize the sacrifice of Jesus, his blood to you as an offering, his blood to you as a sacrifice for me, as me. Come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are new. And I thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Now, if you said that prayer, please email us at info@kingsportionlive.com. That's info@kingsportionlive.com. And we'll send you some encouragement along the way. Now let's return to the remaining portions of King's Portion Live after this message from our sponsor. We invite you to visit our new interactive website. Please log on to www.kingsportionlive.org. That's www.kingsportionlive.org. We believe that you will discover something that will speak to the royal blood in you. Thanks for staying tuned for the conclusion of King's Portion today, which bears the theme, don't resurrect the former things. Yes, those things that have expired. Those things that cause and affect toxicity in our lives. They already been passed away, so that now we can make room for the blessing of God, which carries his peace and his joy and his praise. One thing I want to tell you is that as a resource for you, you can go to our website. That's www.kingsportionlive.org, and you can download the study on how grief affects vision. And you can find that on our media page. We also today want to pray so that you can experience the freedom from that band of wickedness. So I speak in the name of Jesus. I speak with the authority of Jesus Christ. So we bind the spirit of grief, heaviness, and destruction, and we release the oil of joy, the garment of praise, the beauty of the Lord to each person listening to this broadcast. And we thank you, Lord, that they'll be free. For whom the Son make free is free indeed. Amen. I want to leave you with one last scripture so that you can remember to bring the promise of God to the forefront and keep them there. In Isaiah, the 60th chapter, the 18th through the 20th verses read, "Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy wall salvation, and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall the moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended, because you're recalling what Jesus has done on the cross and not the pain from your past." This is Catherine Joy Foster for King's Portion, where we speak to the royal blood in you.
You have been listening to the King's Portion with radio host Catherine Joy Foster. Today's podcast is available for download. Log on to blog.kingsportionlive.com or email info@kingsportionlive.com.